You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. And today I want to talk to you about word of mouth, word of mouth. Whenever I talk to somebody about the power of public relations, they say, oh, I don't need all that. I have word of mouth. And it makes me, I have a very emotional reaction to that. Today I want to talk to you about the magic and the misconceptions around word of mouth. According to a recent survey, the average American engages in 16 word of mouth interactions where they're sharing either a positive or negative evaluation of a brand or organization. I lead with that for two reasons. The first is it goes to show that word of mouth is not necessarily positive. If a friend of mine says to me, oh wait, no, don't go with that makeup brand because girl, I tried it once and it was all caked up, or oh, I don't like it because it was, it had me sweating or it made me break out on my skin. You bet your butt I'm not putting as much stock in the Amazon reviews. My friend, who I love and trust, her evaluation of that brand is going to trump whatever I see thousands of reviewers saying. I'm probably at least a little more reluctant to try it because of word of mouth. So this is one reason I make people aware of how word of mouth alone is not necessarily enough, because if people are talking about you, that's great, but what is it they're saying about you, okay? The second reason we have to be mindful of word of mouth, PR and marketing, is because that alone is not enough. Now, I want to share with you a clip out of a book that I'm always, always talking about. And at this point, I need to write my own public relations book, so I'm not giving Jonah Berger so much money, but it's just that good. But there's a part in here, if you have the book and you want to follow along, that's my former high school teacher self, okay, coming back out, right? If you can open with me to page 64, then you'll find it with me right there, okay? But what he talks about is how word of mouth alone is not necessarily enough. In fact, there is a difference between immediate and ongoing word of mouth. If you mention something about a brand to your best friend, that was immediate word of mouth. Ongoing word of mouth covers the conversations that are happening over weeks or months of this initial conversation. If you're talking about a vacation you took last year, right? That's 365 days removed from the actual experience. So the question becomes, how do I get from just immediate word of mouth to people taking action over time and having positive ongoing conversations about my brand? And what you need is something called triggers. I learned about this not only from my technical training at the University of Florida when I studied public relations, but from this book, Contagious by Jonah Berger. Triggers are things that exist in our environment that encourage us, whether we're conscious of it or not, to take action on something. So one example is a study where they had school students, their lunch trays, they wrote the phrase, live the healthy way, eat 5 fruits and veggies a day, okay? Now, when they asked the students about that slogan, of course, they're gonna say, oh, it's kind of cheesy, whatever, but their behavior painted a different picture. They were more likely to eat fruits and veggies when prompted or triggered by this phrase. So the things that live in the environment that make people keep us top of mind, and not only that, but take action on the thing we want them to take action for, when we pair those two things together, it's very helpful. So I say that to say, for those of us who are like, I don't need, you know, PR, I don't really need a strategy, I have people out there talking about me. One, what are they saying about you? Is it a positive or negative evaluation about your brand? And then two, what action are they being prompted to take on the positive word of mouth that they're hearing about your brand? So when it comes to relying solely on word of mouth, it's definitely a powerful tool. Okay, it's a powerful vehicle to get people to engage with our brand, or at least to think of it highly. But what other things are we having in place to get them to take positive action on our brand? That becomes the real question. So those are some, you know, the magic of word of mouth that actually works, as we can see in this particular study, to influence people's behavior in a positive way. But also there are some myths surrounding it that we need to kind of address as well. If this is something that you're especially interested in, our private members, we're reading this right now in our book club to kind of go through some tangible ways to make our message contagious. You can join anytime at the link here, tellpublicrelations.com. We call our program Kiss and Tell, because we kiss and tell, meaning we're taking our members in our inbox and showing them conversations we're having with producers of top ranking shows, with podcast hosts and journalists. We want them to see those conversations to help them be informed about how to craft their strategy to get more visibility for their brands. You can join anytime at tellpublicrelations.com or follow along with the journey on Instagram at tellpublicrelations.
If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.